Praise the Lord, everyone. Amen. Hallelujah. Thankful for what the Lord has already done in this service. Amen. Anybody feel like the Lord did something for you already? Amen. Hallelujah. Well, if he hasn't done it yet, hey, I think you got a few more minutes. Amen. To let the Lord have his way. Praise God. I want him to have his way tonight. Amen. I give honor to the Lord Jesus Christ, the best thing that's ever happened to me. Amen. And honor to Pastor and Sister Cross White. We're so thankful for their friendship and for the privilege to come and preach behind this pulpit. It's always an honor. I've said this before, and I mentioned I've been preaching for 48 years, and I still don't know how to preach. And I'm still trying to figure it out. But one thing is, every time I get behind the pulpit, I'm a little bit nervous. A little bit nervous. Because I know I've got a responsibility for your soul. Your soul. Amen. So I don't take this lightly. I've prayed about it many hours. And thought about it a long time and asked God to help us, and I believe God's going to help us again tonight. Thank you, Pastor Crosswhite, for your hospitality, and Sister Crosswhite for y'all's kindness to us, all the things that if I leave here hungry, it's not their fault. It's not their fault. They fed me good. Amen. And if I leave here without anything from God, it's not their fault either. Amen. Because He's brought us to that place in this service where we can get something from God. Amen. Hallelujah. And I am thankful for that. Psalms chapter 107. Psalms chapter 107. I'm going to read five verses of scripture at the beginning of this tonight. You know, there's 43 verses in this chapter. And I don't think I'm going to read all of them before this service is over, but I might read a few more before it's over. But I want to read five verses, and you're here in verse 1. Amen. If you got to say amen. Amen. All right, that's a good number. We'll go ahead and start. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Amen. Anybody believe that? His mercy endureth forever. Amen. Verse number 8. Amen. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Skipping down all the way to verse 15. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. And the writer thought, if you didn't get it by now, I'll tell you again. Verse number 21. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Amen. Now everybody ought to read this last time with me. Verse number 31. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. Can we thank the Lord for his word tonight? Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Now, we know that the writers of the book of Psalms, I don't think that David wrote all of it. I don't think many people would assume that, but he did write quite a bit of it. And we know that the writer's theme, probably more than anything else, was praise. Praise. Psalms 150 says, oh, let every man that hath breath praise ye the Lord. That's the way it ends. Let every man that don't matter whether you know God or don't know God. Amen. Every man can praise the Lord. Amen. Why? Because he's worthy of praise. Amen. We really know that on some level. Some level we know that. We know that he's worthy of praise. Now, our comprehension sometimes of how much he's worthy of that praise can vary from day to day, from week to week. Amen. And I don't think that's the way God intended for it to be. Do you know that when you were created to praise him? You really were. That's the whole reason why he created mankind, was for his glory. Amen. For his benefit. It's not that I'm for your benefit or you're for my benefit. We're for his benefit. Amen. We're here because he allowed us to be here. I'm thankful for that. And as I said, most of us understand that. I understand that. I want to preach for a little while on this. This is not something new. This is not something way far out or something that I'm going to give you some new, brand new revelation. I don't think there is anything new under the sun. I think my Bible said that somewhere. Amen. So I'm not bringing anything, but I felt the Lord a few weeks ago, he began to talk to me about this, and I preached from it, from this chapter many, many times. But I felt today in my spirit that it don't matter how many times I preach from it, this message was specially given to me for this church tonight. Amen. I really believe that. And my wife knows that I preach from this, but I know that God talked to me for somebody in this place because he wants to do something great in your life. Amen. But he can't do it unless we're willing to recognize who he is and recognize what he is looking for and what he desires from every one of us. Amen. It's not just from me. It's not just from Pastor Crosswhite. It's not from some elders in this church. It's for every one of us that he is looking for our praise to give to him. He's looking for us to understand how much we need him. Man, one of the things that I think is a big problem with people being able to give the Lord the kind of praise that he is really looking for is our pride. Yeah. We've got too much, as they say, and I be careful here, our stinking pride. Yeah, because pride does stink. Amen. The Bible said, amen, a proud look and a haughty spirit, God hates. He hates that, you know. And the Bible said that pride goeth before destruction and a haughty spirit before a fall. Yes. So we know that God doesn't want us to have pride. Somebody said, well, we're supposed to really think good of ourselves. No, we're not. Amen. We're supposed to understand that there's nothing good in us but God. All right? Everybody say, I'm not any good. Yeah, you didn't believe that. Hallelujah. I could tell you wasn't very convincing. Why? Because we just got this concept in our mind that we're worth more than somebody else is. You know, they're not worth anything, but we are. I understand. Yeah, God, that's true about some people, but not about me. Amen. But I'm here to preach to us tonight. If we get the right concept about God, we understand who God is. We understand how much we need God. Really understand how much we need God. Amen. It will cause something inside of us that we want to give him praise like we never have in our whole life. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, I may be under the wrong illusion. Amen. But I don't think I am about you. All right? I think there's some people in here that really do love God, that really do want to give him praise and honor. We sing songs about it. We sing songs, you deserve the glory. You deserve the honor. He does. He really does. Anybody believe that? Hallelujah. Good. I see some good hands lifted up there. You believe that. That's good. Amen. But let me just clue you in on some things that God is really God. You know what that means? There's none above him. There's none beside him. There's none before him. There's none after him. Amen. He's God. Amen. And the God that we serve is omniscient. He's omnipresent and he's omnipotent. That means he knows everything. He's everywhere and he's all powerful. Amen. You know the name of the God I serve? Jesus. Hallelujah. He said all power in heaven and earth is given unto me. That means there's no power anywhere else. Hallelujah. I'm going to tell you right now, the devil doesn't have any power. Amen. We give him authority. We give him a license to do what he wants to do. But he doesn't have any power. God has all power. So if he has all power, there should be something in us, amen, that's willing to humble ourselves, willing to submit ourselves, willing to surrender ourselves to his authority. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, hallelujah. The scripture says in Psalms chapter 127, except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh, but in vain. That means unless God is in control, unless God is in charge, unless you let God have his rightful place, nothing's going to get done. I'm going to tell you right now, I can do nothing, hallelujah, within myself. But I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. But I can do nothing unless he does. I said I can do nothing unless he does. So that lets me understand, I've got to have him working. I've got to have him moving. I've got to have him directing my footsteps. We have some people that has this idea. They call themselves deists. Deist. That means that they do believe there's a God, but they believe that God just created everything, put everything in motion, and then he just steps back and just watches it all happen. I don't believe that. I'm a theist. I believe that God is in control of everything. Everything. I said everything. Not just the things that I think that I can't do. He's in control of everything. Amen. Now, I'm going to make this caveat. Now, if you don't want to live for God, you don't want to serve God, he'll just let you do whatever you want to do. He'll let you go about your own way, and you'll get frustrated all through life. You'll fail at everything you try before it's over with. Now, I do believe that the scripture teaches us that there's some people in the 11th chapter of the book of Genesis that they sought to build a tower. They didn't include God in their plans. They didn't think about God in what they were doing. And God said, if I don't go down there and mess it all up, using my own words, they're going to build that tower up into heaven. Because they were in one mind. They were with one accord. And they were doing it. But they were doing it for the wrong reason. So God wanted to let them know right off, you're not going to do anything unless I say so. You don't have any right to do anything unless I give you the go ahead. And so he confused their languages. And that was the end of the Tower of Babel. It was all done. Scattered them all over the earth. They couldn't speak the same languages anymore. Amen. But I do believe the Bible tells me that the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. Amen. You know what makes you good? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. There's nothing good except the Holy Ghost. If we don't have the Holy Ghost, we're not any good. Hallelujah. But if we have the Holy Ghost, hallelujah, we've got God working in our lives. I could preach a while about that. I'm here to tell you, you need the Holy Ghost. You need to repent of your sins. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. You need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. You need it right now. Hallelujah. You don't need to wait till someday way in the future or when you get ready. Because it's not up to you to decide the time. Why? Because God's in charge. God's in charge. Amen. We know the scripture tells us that on some level. Amen. Y'all staying with me? Y'all going to help me for a few more minutes? I'm not going to preach a long time. Amen. But I'm telling you, God wants us to understand how big He is. Some level we understand that. Some level we realize that we can't do nothing without God. But there's always that all the time pushing at us. You don't need to do this. You don't need to include that. You don't. This don't mean anything. But I'm telling you, it means everything. Hallelujah. I said it means everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. We understand that we live and we move and we have our being through Him. Amen. Now, what does that mean? We live. You take a breath in the morning because God lets you take a breath. Amen. Hallelujah. We move. Amen. Because God lets us move. Amen. Because God gives us the ability to move. It could all be taken away in a moment's time. Hallelujah. I've heard people make all kind of statements. There was a young man that I knew one time. He said, you know what? I can never lose my job because they need me so much. 2 weeks later, he lost his job. Amen. He learned he needed God. If he was going to have a job, it's God that's going to give it to him. Amen. Hallelujah. You're not your own. The Bible says you're not your own. You're bought with a price. You don't belong to yourself. You don't have a right. You don't have any rights. Man, I lost some of you then. Some of you looking at me like I just fell out of a tree. Amen. Oh no, you don't deserve nothing. I don't deserve anything. I don't have a right to decide what I'm going to do. I've got to fall in line with the Word of God. Amen. When the Holy Ghost came into my life, I forfeited all my own rights. I gave them all to God. I said, God, you're in control. You do whatever you want to do. You lead me wherever you want me to go. Help me to say whatever you want me to say. I don't want to say my own thing. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Amen. The reason why you're here tonight is because God allowed you to be here. The reason why you're hearing the Word of God is because God granted you such a privilege to hear the Word of God. Not to hear me necessarily, but the Word of God. Amen. I'm nothing. I don't matter anything. It's God that matters. It's His Word that matters. Hallelujah. I've said it before. You can forget all about me, but don't forget what I'm preaching tonight. Because I'm preaching the Word of God and what God wants you to hear in this place. So you will rely on Him. That you will trust in Him. And that you will praise Him. Hallelujah. Amen. In the book of John chapter number 6. Amen. We read how Jesus speaking to them, and he said some things in there that blew them away. Oh yeah, they did. There was a lot of people decided they didn't like what he was saying. Understand, I just told you, you're here because God let you be here. Amen. The reason why you're thinking about God tonight, because he allowed you to think about it. The Bible says another place. I'll get back to 6th chapter. The Bible says another place. Amen. It's God that worketh in you. Both to will and to do of His good pleasure. If we're going to do right, it's because God is working in us. Oh, I just decided I want to do right. No, God is working in you. God is causing that desire. God is putting that in your place. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. And so Jesus speaking there, he came down to the end of that chapter where we read, amen, he told them, but there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not and who should betray them. And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given to him of my Father. In other words, what he was saying, you can't come on your own will. You're not going to be stirred because you suddenly got stirred. It's because God is working. God is moving. God is doing something. Amen. The Bible said they heard what he said. Amen. And from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Amen. Because they had too much pride. They had too much, I can do what I want to do in them. Right. Amen. It don't matter what the pastor says. I'll do it my way. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what I hear preach. I just don't have that understanding of that. Amen. You better be glad you got an understanding at all. Amen, because it's God that's putting that in you. It's God that's making you want to pray. It's God that's causing you to want to lift your voice to him. It's God that's doing this. Hallelujah. Oh, he wants us to praise him. He wants us to praise him. Hallelujah. But we've got to understand who he is. We've got to understand how weak we are without him. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. There's some of us that have more faith, amen, in the automobile that we drive than we do in God. Yeah. Most of you came to church, and when you got the car to come, you expected it when you turned the key for it to start, didn't you? Well, most of you maybe. Most of you's got a car that you just don't know if it's going to start today or tomorrow. Amen. But for most of the time, we've got confidence that that car is going to run. That car is going to get us there. That truck, whatever it is we're driving. Amen. But God is in control of all of it. So why don't we trust him to take us through? Why don't we have confidence that he's not going to let us down? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said one place, he said, according to your faith, so be it unto you. If you'll believe, he'll do it. Some of you that got prayed for a while ago, if you'll just believe God, amen, everything's going to be different. Amen. Healings came to your body. Deliverance is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. That's what he's looking for. He's looking for people that have confidence in him, that believe in him, that trust in him, that know that he won't let them down. He will not leave them alone. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible talks about, and I'm about to preach for a few minutes now. I've just been talking, okay? Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible helps us to understand that over there in the days that the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt, that it was God that brought them out. But we know, we remember how much they murmured, how much they complained, how much they acted like it wasn't anything. One day they remembered, the next day they forgot. One day they were so thankful, but the next day, I just want to go back to Egypt. Yeah, that's the way it was. Amen. But the writer here in the book of Psalms, chapter 107, amen. That first verse I read to you said, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he's good. Anybody believe he's good? For he's good. For his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. Boy, that's a long time, folks. I said that's a long time. His mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah. He went on to say, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Has the Lord delivered anybody in here? Said, has the Lord delivered anybody in this place tonight? Oh, yes, he has. Hallelujah.
He gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west, from the north and from the south. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Oh, they realized we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We need help. And the Bible said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. Hallelujah. And he delivered them out of their distresses. He led them forth by the right way, that they might go to a city of habitation. Look what he did. Hallelujah. And then the writer said, oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Look what I've done for you. Look where I brought you from. Oh, you should be praising the Lord, he said. There should be some praise for what he's done. There should be some honor for what he's done. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Hallelujah. Oh. Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we get excited, kind of like we did a while ago.
Yes.
And it kind of dies down. We start, well, man, you just don't understand what I'm going through. You don't understand the trouble I've got. He said, such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, and being bound in affliction and iron, because they rebelled against the words of God and contemned the counsel of the Most High. Therefore, somebody said, well, why am I doing this? Therefore, he brought them. Amen. He brought them down. He brought down their heart with labor. They fell down and there was none to help. Ah, here they were back in that same place. Back in that same condition. Right back there where there's no joy. Right there where there was no peace. Right there where they were in trouble. And they realized, I'm in trouble. Hallelujah. And the Bible said, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. Hallelujah. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and break their bands in sunder. Hallelujah. He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. He picked me up out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock to stay. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Ah, could somebody praise him? Could somebody praise him? Ah, oh, yes. Oh. Oh. Oh, he's been so good to me. Oh, he's so great. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I know.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. You understand. I'm not preaching anything that you don't already know. But you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to stir up your pure minds by putting you in remembrance. Hallelujah. What we ought to be doing. Yeah. Oh, but you don't understand. I'm tired. I'm weary. Hallelujah. I am too. Hallelujah. But you know what? I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. I said, I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow, because he's done so much for me. Hallelujah. Hey, he broke the gates of brass, cut the bars of iron in sunder. He said, fools, because of their transgression and because of their iniquities, are afflicted. That's why we get in trouble sometimes. Now, I understand there's times that we go through tests and we go through trials. Amen. But there's other times we get ourselves in trouble. Some of you don't believe me. Some of you don't want to believe me. Hallelujah. Well, you better believe me. We do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, their soul abhorreth all manner of meat, and they draw near unto the gates of death. Here they are, back there again. Back there in trouble again. Back there going through that same old cycle again. Hallelujah. And they already know before they ever do this, they need help, because they cry unto the Lord. They cry unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saveth them out of their distresses. Hey, it looks like sometime he'll just get tired of that, don't it? Oh, but aren't you glad he hasn't yet? Aren't you glad he's still long-suffering? Aren't you glad he understands that we're just clay, that we're just flesh and bone? Amen. That we are so subject to failure and forgetting. Amen. I don't know how many times. I'm not going to even try to talk about all of them, but there's so many times throughout the New Testament where we are reminded. I'm going to stir up your minds. I want to remind you. I want to bring to remembrance. I want you not to forget. Oh yeah, because he knows that's what we do too many times. We forget, hallelujah, and we cry out the Lord, and he saveth us out of our distresses. He sent his word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions. Hallelujah. Look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. He healed my body. He touched my mind. He saved me just in time. I'm going to praise his name. Oh, come help me praise him. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. Hey, I'm talking to somebody tonight. God's trying to get your attention. God's trying to let you know he's still reaching for you. He's still tugging at you. He's still got your number. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. He didn't get a new cell phone and lose your number. He still got your number. I said he still got your number. He still knows where you're at. So he's still calling for you. He's still sending a preacher by to remind you what he can do, what he's already done, what he wants to do. Hallelujah. Oh. Amen. Then he said in verse 22, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving and declare his works with rejoicing. Hallelujah. Oh, don't just praise him. Don't just praise him for his goodness, but offer up sacrifices. Offer up sacrifices to God. Declare his works with rejoicing. Yes. Hallelujah. Oh, you know why I'm happy? Because of what the Lord has done. You know why I'm praising him? Because I know he's God. I said, I know he's God. He never makes a mistake. He never lets me down. He never leaves me. He never forsakes me. Hallelujah. He's there with me always, even unto the end of the world. That's what my God is doing. Said, that's what my God is doing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Almost done. They that go down to the sea in ships, that do business in great waters, these see the works of the Lord and his wonders in the deep. For he commandeth and raiseth the stormy wind, which lifteth up the waves thereof. Say, well, it's been kind of stormy lately. Hey, maybe God's trying to get your attention. Maybe God's trying to talk to you. Maybe God wants you to know. Hallelujah. They mount up to the heaven. They go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. They reel to and fro and stagger like a drunken man and are at their wit's end. Then they cry unto the Lord. He delivered them out of their distresses. Hallelujah. Same old God. Same old faithful God. Same old faithful God. He keeps on reaching. Keeps on getting our attention. Hallelujah. And he maketh the storm a calm, so that the waves thereof are still. Then are they glad because they be quiet. So he bringeth them until to their desired haven. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Don't think it just happened. Don't just think that it was going to keep on doing that. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. That's what I want to hear somebody to hear tonight. It's time to start praising God. It's time to stop thinking about yourself. It's time to stop, amen, going around in circles and in circles, ignoring what God is trying to do. God is working. I said, God is working. God is moving. God is doing great things. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Hallelujah, the music would come. Hallelujah. Let's stand tonight. I'm telling you, it's the will of God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Not for some of us. Not for a select few of us. Amen. Not for just those that stand up here and sing. Not for those that lead singing. Not for those that play the instruments. It's for all of us to give praise to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Turn to your neighbor. Are they breathing? Hey, tell them that means you. That means you. That means you. Everything that hath breath. 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 He deserves your praise. I said he deserves your praise. He's reaching out to you tonight to let you understand. He wants your praise. He desires your praise. He gets excited about your praise. Oh yes, he does. I'm talking about real praise. I'm talking about understanding that we can't do anything except he does it. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness, for his wonderful works to the children of men. Oh, oh yes, hallelujah. Come on, that's it. Go ahead. Lift your voice to the Lord. Lift your voice to the Lord. That's what praise is. Hallelujah. Lifting your voice to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy of praise.
Oh, he keeps on blessing me. I know keeps on blessing me. I know I don't deserve all the good things that he's done, but he keeps on. He
come
keeps
on, all that men would praise the Lord.
Right on.
Hey, that means women too. That means boys and girls too.
Blessing me. He keeps right on blessing me.
He's calling your name. He's calling your name tonight. He wants to see you do it. He wants to hear your voice.
He keeps on blessing me.
Hallelujah.
He keeps on blessing me. Things that he's done, but he keeps on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. I know I don't deserve all the good things he's done, but he keeps on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on blessing me. Oh, he keeps on blessing me. He keeps on blessing me. I know I don't deserve all the good things that he's done, but he keeps on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on blessing me. He keeps on making a way. I know he keeps on making a way. I know I don't deserve all the good things that he's my body keeps on. He keeps right on. He keeps right on blessing me. He brought me out of darkness into this marvelous light. He set my feet on straight street and now I'm going right. He's a great king. He's doing great things. To this marvelous light, he set my feet on straight street, and now I'm doing right. He's a great king, he's doing great things. My soul, yes, 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 to the Lord. He gave me a song angels can't sing. Glory, hallelujah, I'm redeemed. He's a great king, he's doing great things. My soul said, glory, hallelujah, I'm redeemed. He's a great king.
He's a great king.
He's doing great things.
Yes, 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 yes to the Lord. Oh, my soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. I have a song the angels cannot sing. Glory, hallelujah, I have been redeemed. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. Well, he brought me out of darkness into his marvelous light. He
set my feet on
straight street, got me going right. Oh, he's a great king.
He's doing great things.
My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord. Soul says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
Oh, I have a song the angels cannot sing.
Glory, hallelujah, I've been redeemed. He's a great king.
He's doing great things.
You ought to give the Lord praise.
Yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
My soul
says yes to the Lord. My soul says yes to the Lord. Oh, he's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
I've been to the water.
I've been to the water. I've been baptized. My soul got happy and I'm satisfied. He's a great king. He's doing great things. Oh, my soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
I've been tested. I've been tested.
I've been tried.
I've been to the water.
And I've been baptized. He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
I've been tested.
I've been tried. I've been to the water.
And I've been baptized.
He's a great king. He's doing great things. My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
I've been tested and I've been tried.
But I've been to the water and I've been baptized. He's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says
yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
Worship the Lord now. You ought to lift your voice, lift your heart. Give the Lord your praise. Yes. Yes. Play it one more time. sing. Glory, hallelujah. I've been redeemed. He's a great king. He's doing great things.
My soul says yes, yes, yes to the Lord.
Woo, hallelujah. Oh, you're wonderful, Savior. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. Are you thankful to serve a great king tonight? He's still doing great things. He brought us out of darkness into his marvelous light. What a God at work. We're thankful tonight for the beauty and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't ever let this be just something that you just sing, but let it be something that you know what God's doing in your life. Amen. There are some that in this place, when you used to live for yourself and for the devil, amen, you partied hard. You had to have some juice to help you party. Some wrong kind of stuff. Amen. You always had the residual effects of it. When you did your drugs, your alcohol, you partied. But we're so thankful tonight that I got the Holy Ghost. And we got a celebration tonight. Praise. Amen. Worship to the Lord for what he's done. Amen. He gave you a song that the angels cannot sing. Because you've been washed in the blood. You see, one third of the angels fell from heaven. Because of rebellion. The Lord didn't die for angels to be redeemed. He didn't redeem them, buy them back. But when man fell, Jesus came down and went to Calvary for you and I. We got something more than what the angels could ever have. We're thankful for the power of God in our lives. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you remember those nights? Amen. In fear. Fear clutched your heart. You didn't know what to do in life. Amen. You didn't know if you was going to make it. Amen. But tonight you got hope living inside of you. Peace living inside. Oh, you got something to praise God for. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're so blessed tonight to give God our praise and honor. I'm thankful for what he's doing. Amen. All our guests, we're so blessed to have you. Amen. With us, Brother Frank, Sister Franks, thank you so much. Thank you for that message tonight. Amen. Amen. In church, don't let it just be another sermon.
Right. That's right.
Sermons die, but a message from God never dies. Right. Hallelujah. We're thankful. Amen. By the way, if you're available tomorrow at 9 o'clock, if you're a man and can help us lift, we're going to go tear down at the fair. All our tent, all our stuff. We have a lot of equipment to go get and bring it back to the second building, or third building, I'm sorry. And if you could help us in any manner, at 9 o'clock, you could meet us at the fairgrounds. We're going to go ahead and start taking everything, moving it back here. If you can, I need to know if you're available. That way, Brother Zach, myself, Brother Corbett's going to be Brother, thank you, Brother Riley. Amen. And any of you that your hands are getting a little bit rough and you need to wash, you need some dishwasher hands. I know not everybody can't do that. It's a weekday, but there will be some things to do. And the more we get it done, the better off we get. Our equipment every night after that dust settles, guess what? Even though we have a tent, it settles right on our equipment. Thick layer of dust every morning when we get there. And we got a lot of cleaning, sanitizing to do before we put up. And we're going to try to get that done tomorrow and Tuesday and have our buildings repacked back with the storage. Let me say this. If you get anything out of our storage building, we have worked hard in the 3 years to try to get it organized. You're responsible to put it back like you found it. The corners of a building is not the place you store something. If you're working on something, don't leave your stuff there. because they'll probably walk off. I mean, we need our place to be uptight, nice, and neat. And I'm going to ask you, if you're there, if you've got children, if you're working on something or doing something up here, don't leave the place a mess. Let's keep it straightened up. And I need your help very much. And this week, if you could help us, it would be a great, great thing. Tuesday, we have men's meeting, ladies' meeting, and I think it would be a good time for us to just, whatever we have left to clean and set straight would be a great thing. God bless you. We love you. By the way, if you helped in any capacity at the fair, whether you donated something, whether you came and chopped up sausage, chicken, onions, helped us make boudin, or whether you went to the fair itself, I want to thank you. Amen. This is not my church. This is your church. And we're thankful that we worked together and we saw the hand of God in reaching that goal to help pay for that air conditioner. And we could take this money and put it right back into our emergency fund. God bless you. Brother, Sister Bolton, we're so thankful that you're here. Where you at? Would you dismiss us in prayer, Elder?